Yes, thank you back for coming on to Raw Thoughts. Today I have a special guest, Anthony Cutting. He is the owner of Chiropractic Meridian.
Yep, Active Chiropractic Meridian,
locally in Meridian, Idaho. And he's coming on to just talk to us a little bit today about, you know, the chiropractic, you know, questions people come up with, why you got into chiropractic, what that looks like, the practice of that, along with just the mindset and the trials of kind of some dark times. So welcome on, Anthony. I appreciate you coming on and talking with the guest. And if you want to just kind of introduce yourself, I would love that.
Awesome. Thanks, Kenzie.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, like I said, I'm Dr. Anthony Cutting, Active Chiropractic Meridian. My family and I relocated here to Treasure Valley last summer. We had lived in Eugene, Oregon prior to that. That was my wife's hometown. I was there about 15 years in Oregon. Thought that was going to be home for us. And then things changed the last 5-6 years. Unfortunately, Oregon was just not the place it used to be.
Yeah.
And we've got two young boys with a third baby on the way. So we had to make a change for the kids' sake. It wasn't the place that we felt comfortable raising them anymore, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So we sold my practice that I owned out there for the last 8 years, started over from scratch, opened up here in the fall. And I was temporarily in Boise in another doctor's office, just renting a room until my permanent location in Meridian was ready for me, because just like everything else out here, it's a brand new construction.
Yeah, which that comes with a lot of tolls and a lot of patience getting that built and,
yes,
you know, supplies.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, we finally opened up the doors May 31st, only 6 months late.
Wow. So. Just a little bit late.
Yeah, but we're so grateful to be here, be a part of the Treasure Valley and the serving the Meridian community in particular, but just everyone here, and just hopefully we can offer some hope and love and light to this community.
Yeah. So going from Eugene, how did you pick Meridian? Like, there's, you know, I always love asking that question, especially being in real estate, because we don't see what Idaho looks like from the outside. I've lived here my entire life. I know why I want to stay here, but like, how do people honestly hear about this area? What brought you here?
Yeah, so we literally looked at every state in the country.
Wow.
I was open to anything when we knew it was time to leave. And after looking everywhere, we narrowed it down to Idaho, Wyoming, or Montana. All of them fit our values and seemed like a place that that we could fit in with the culture. So we ended up looking deeper at those, and it turns out that Wyoming and Montana are much too cold for my wife in the winter.
Yes.
You know, and then Idaho also, it's only an 8-hour drive to get back to Eugene or to the Oregon coast.
Right.
And my wife loves the coast. Her family's still back in Oregon, so easy to still see them, but yet it got us out of there and to a place that we felt safe to raise the children. So those were very appealing. And then personally, before I went to Oregon, I lived half my childhood in Colorado, half in Phoenix, Arizona. So this is a wonderful blend of,
yes,
that climate without being so extreme on either end.
Yeah. Yeah, we do have, you know, all four seasons very strongly. This spring has been like none other. Like, I think we're ready, everybody, for warm weather and sunshine.
Yeah.
But that's interesting that you looked at all of those states and then you still landed here.
Yeah. Yeah, it just seemed, again, all those reasons, plus it was a thriving city. It seems like people are coming here every day, so great opportunity to start over again.
Absolutely. Did you find any hardship with opening up your practice and getting your name out there in a new city?
Absolutely, yeah. And that's definitely been a trial, but it's also an opportunity. I don't shy away from a challenge, and I also say it's an opportunity in that we're people of faith, and so I believe that we go through hard times so that it can grow our faith and we come out better on the other side. So yes, coming here, I went from what I would say being, you know, a big fish in a small pond. Eugene was my wife's hometown. We'd been there a long time. It's a much smaller city. We were very established, and now I'm a little minnow in a large lake.
Yeah.
And then plus not being in my own space right away, I think there were some challenges there. But the community has been wonderful. Just met so many authentic people, and I'm excited for the future.
Good. Yeah. What do you have in store for the future of your practice?
So as I said, we just launched the Meridian location on May 31st, and really our passion and our desire is to be a place that provides hope and offers solutions to people. So that you can get back to enjoying what matters most in life. You know, I know it's frustrating when you've got some sort of injury, pain, or unknown sickness. Maybe you've seen a ton of other providers of many different specialties. Nobody's really giving you clear answers. You're still hurting, can't do what you love. We want to, you know, help hear your story, maybe see if we can help you get past that. So that's the dream, is that we've got a location that offers a more comprehensive approach. And we have a team, and I eventually would love to have multiple chiropractors working alongside me, that hopefully I can mentor them and they can learn how to give a great service, provide amazing care, and then go out and launch their own clinics and you know, spread that message.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, I mean, really dive into like your chiropractic care. I know you have a couple different things in your office that is special to Idaho that no other practice has.
Yes.
Like, why would somebody come into your office or you know, explain to like, why people would continue to go to a chiropractor?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess the best way I'll start answering that would be just with my own personal story, as you know, how I got into the way that we do chiropractic, because there's many different specialties, many different ways you can be a chiropractor. You know, but so what initially I guess got us interested in chiropractic or got me on that path was my father's story. Is he had a birth defect in his low back. That led to him having episodes of chronic back pain where he would be, you know, go from being strong, healthy, fit, almost like Superman, to he'd be crippled in agonizing pain on the floor, just laid out. And that would happen anywhere from 3 to 6 times a year for many, many years.
Wow.
So finally, we were recommended to go see a chiropractor. So he had one of these episodes, and my mom and I had to, you know, get him up off the ground, into the car, out of the car, into the office. Went back with the chiropractor, and however many minutes later, he walked out under his own power.
Wow.
Which was incredible. And so he wasn't 100% fixed. He then went through a program with this chiropractor to stabilize and heal. But that got us interested in chiropractic and me onto this journey. And that seemed powerful in and of itself. Now, however, fast forward a decade or so later, I just graduated chiropractic school, starting my career. And in the midst of that, in my early 20s, I started developing some serious health challenges where I would have anything from these vertigo episodes where the world would spin out of control. I couldn't get out of bed. I could be nauseous, throwing up. I would have migraine headaches, horrible digestive issues, a ringing in my ears, just maddening. It's so loud, I wouldn't have a conversation with you here today, even if you were right in front of my face.
Yeah.
And it would come and go. Sometimes it wasn't as bad. Sometimes I was stone deaf. And then my whole body hurt, like I'd been in a horrible car accident, but I hadn't. And, you know, I went to one practitioner after another. I tried all sorts of types of chiropractic, but acupuncture, traditional medicine, prescriptions, you name it, I think I tried it. You know, I tried every diet you can think of, right?
Wow.
I was diagnosed with all sorts of things, autoimmune condition, Lyme disease, Meniere's disease, just all sorts of names. But ultimately, I was just getting worse and worse over the course of a decade. And in the midst of that, here I am starting my career. We've just had our first son and then our second son over that time. And I say, by the grace of God, I somehow was able to build a successful practice, help a lot of people, even though admittedly I felt like a hypocrite, to where I'm trying to tell them I'm going to help you, but yet I was so incredibly sick. That was tough at times, but the Lord carried us through. And after struggling for so long, in 2017, I discovered a chiropractor in San Francisco, California. His name was Dr. Peter Goldman, and he did something called the zone technique of chiropractic, which I hadn't come across, mm-hmm. despite everything I knew by then. But it sounded to me like he was helping people with just remarkable things. So I drove down from Eugene, Oregon, to San Francisco, California, saw Dr. Goldman. I would see him 3 or 4 days in a row, go back home for about a month, and go back again. But even from the first visit, I started having less of the dizziness or vertigo. And then it was just one thing after another. I started healing. The migraines went away. My digestion improved. My body didn't hurt anymore. I was able to get the ringing more manageable to where I can function again. I was able to, right. You know, take care of my patients, take care of my wife, my children, get back to living the active lifestyle that we loved with hiking and working out. And just, yeah, it started to get my life back. Everything came back except for the hearing I had lost to my left ear. But to get everything else back was life changing. So I said, wow. I want to do this for people.
Wow.
So that started us on the zone technique. And so I became the first practitioner of the zone technique in the Pacific Northwest. And then others have since, you know, taken on the technique, and it's growing every day rapidly. And then coming here to Idaho, there's only a couple of us as well in the state of Idaho that do it. But I'm hoping that can change as well, because many people could benefit.
Yeah. I mean, that's incredible, having to go to all of those doctors when they say like, oh, it's going to be this. And then, you know, it's really not, you know, the Lyme disease, the, you know, all of these other labels that they put on you, and you're like, I'm still not getting better.
Yeah.
Even the prescriptions, I mean, that has got to take a lot of toll on you over the many years where, you know, like you said, you're almost a hypocrite of like telling your clients, telling the people in your office, like, oh, I'm going to make you better, do these things, it's going to, you know, improve your life, while you are trying to do those things and your life is not improving too.
Yeah.
So what actually is the zone technique?
Yeah, great question. So zone technique was originally founded in 1931 by chiropractor Dr. Thurman Fleet in San Antonio, Texas. And he had discovered that there's six functional brain centers that control every cell of the body. So basically anything that goes wrong in the body, you can trace back to these six systems, whether it's injury, illness. But when the body becomes unbalanced due to stress, whether it's physical traumas, emotional trauma is huge, mm-hmm. emotional stress, chemicals in our environment, these systems become unbalanced. And when we're unbalanced, our brain can't do its job to sense what's happening in the body. And even if it could, it can't get the messages out to the body to correct things and help you heal and adapt to stress. Mm-hmm. So over time, things can progressively get worse and worse. But so what we do is we discover which of these six systems have become unbalanced. And when I find it, I will then work on specific points along the spinal cord to reset the body neurologically so you can get back into what I call healing mode.
Yeah.
The normal state, which is to feel great, function great, be able to adapt to life and live an amazing quality of life.
Wow, how incredible.
Yeah.
And you would think that this would be more popular because it seems so simple.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And really being able to trace a lot of things backwards of symptoms into these six, you know, aspects. What are those six aspects?
Yeah, so as I said, there's six different functional brain centers. So the first one is what we call the glandular system. It's found in part of the brain called the cerebellum, and it controls all the glands of the body. So you maybe heard of the thyroid mm-hmm. gland. The pancreas is a gland that controls blood sugar. We've got our adrenal glands for your stress hormones when you're under a lot of stress. You know, ovaries, uterus, that hormones, reproductive hormones, right? So when that system becomes unbalanced, people manifest issues with the glands. Now, zone two is the part of the brain in the cerebrum that controls your detoxification system. So if our bodies can't detox all the junk that's in our environment properly, we're going to break down. We might have kidney troubles, liver issues, digestion problems, skin outbreaks. Then zone three is what we call the central nervous system. So you maybe heard the term fight or flight, our sympathetic system versus our parasympathetic is rest, heal, recover. So too many of us are just stuck in this chronic fight or flight. So we're going to help get you out of that so your body can actually adapt and heal again. Zone four is more specifically the digestive system. It's in what we call the fourth ventricle of the brain. And so it's going to be digestive issues, food sensitivities, heartburn. Then zone five is also in the cerebellum, motor cortex, and that is our muscular system. So this is where most chiropractors, PTs, massage therapists live in this world of what I call zone five. So it's going to be posture, muscles, pain, stiffness, joint issues. And then zone six, lastly, that's in what we call the caudate nuclei of the brain, and that controls your circulation. So you're talking about blood pressure, blood flow to all the organs, to the muscles, to the joints. So something that's really common in zone six, for example, can be migraine headaches. So too much blood is getting trapped in the head. Not enough is going out to the rest of the body. People get these awful headaches. So redistributing, balancing that blood flow gives people tremendous relief.
Wow. And is it like a questionnaire that you go through with them to figure out what zone is really imbalanced, or how do you work backwards to figure out which zone is actually needing to be helped?
Excellent question. It's a bit more objective than that. So there's actually six points along the back of the head that have these ligaments as fibers. And patient typically is face down on my table. I'll press on them. I call it out 1 through 6. On my end, it feels very hard, almost like the bone of your knuckle when it's an unbalanced zone. On their end and your end as a patient, you would notice one or two of them being significantly more tender. So that's my indicator, and then I know which points I need to stimulate along the spinal cord to reset that center. So I'll do my work. At the very end of our treatment, I recheck those points at the back of the head. Now it's squishy or smooth to me and not going to be tender for you. And I know that you're balancing that day. And then over time, with repeat sessions, we're going to stabilize those systems so they can stay balanced. And then in the midst of it too, kind of building upon the zone work as the foundation, I also need to help you discover what were the stresses that got you unbalanced so we can remove those so we can allow you to heal. And that's where we could, if we can go into other aspects of the practice if you'd like, but that's the foundation of the zone.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's so interesting. I actually grew up with my grandpa and my uncle being chiropractors. So my biological dad had gone to chiropractic school as well, but I didn't know him as that. And so I've always known chiropractors, you know, kind of walking in, getting adjusted, and then walking out. And then probably in a month, you know, I was going to have to do it again. You talk about, you know, the spinal cord. I actually have an extra vertebrae. That's my skill.
Nice.
But that comes a lot with, you know, pain and alignment issues. And so it's a very reoccurring thing that you have. But the fact that you not only figure out where the system is that's, you know, I would say not in its homeostate and fix that, but then you also dig deeper and say, okay, why are we in this? Like, what is making us go into that, you know, unstable atmosphere within the zones? So when you find that, I mean, what are some of the common things of why people are imbalanced?
Yeah. So as I said, stress basically. So break it into the physical. You look at any injuries they've had, car accidents, you know, falling out of the tree as a kid and not getting that properly addressed. Sports injuries, concussions are a big one. And then you just take the day to day. We are all sitting at computers or over our digital devices for long hours with horrible posture, right? That kind of stuff adds up day in and day out. And then you look at the emotional stress, and this is actually the biggest one. And I am not trained to go deep into the emotional side. This is where, as part of finding a solution for you as a patient, I'm going to try my best to meet others that are in this field, whether it's, you know, psychologists or counselors of some sort, people that are doing amazing work. And then as we discover this, if you were to work with them as well, it's going to help you address the emotional side. But that honestly causes even more than the physical, I would say. And then chemical stress. You know, we live in such a toxic environment. There's toxins everywhere in our food and our water supply, pollution, you name it, right? So I try to refer out to those I need to. And then when it comes to things like, you know, one of the chemical stresses is just poor diet and removing the toxins, I have a lot of background in that side of things, a lot of research from my own journey, right? Discovering what was wrong with me, but just passionate about it in general. So we talk about, you know, effective solutions with nutrition, supplements. You know, here's tips to get toxins out of your environment as much as you can. So try to address it on that side of it. And then back to the physical, I should have said, you know, we also try to look at how to correct your posture, how to help you move more effectively. And some of that I do myself in the office. Some of it I refer out to physical therapists or movement specialists. And that's where collaborations with others in this community that are experts in their field, I think, gives each patient the best care possible and helps you find those solutions. So I'm not the be-all, end-all. I'm going to do my part, and I'm going to try my best to collaborate with other experts as well.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like, you know, you kind of, you know, your place, your lane, and then you know when to give that off to somebody else.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and like you said, collaborate with other people, because it takes a tribe to live. And I think a lot of people think we're like, oh, we want to live by ourselves. It's, you know, we can do it all. But for you to know, like, hey, I can't, you know, take on that emotional toll, but I have somebody for you, is phenomenal within that. How are you finding people locally to collaborate with in being in a new town?
I think it's just a lot of, since I am new and I wasn't busy, you know, with patients that much yet, just trying to go out and meet people. So I look on social media, I Google people in different fields. I've joined the Meridian Chamber of Commerce. I'm in a business networking group. So just really trying to make relationships. That's been a big focus as we've moved over here. And I've met some wonderful practitioners in very many different specialties and fields.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really cool. So you have that system. There's another system that you have at your chiropractic office as well, right?
Yeah, so again, the zone's the foundation. And then as I said, when it comes to correcting some of the physical stress, I will handle some of that as well. So while I love collaborating with others, I also realize that we are busy people. And yeah. So sometimes people don't have time to go see multiple providers, or they don't want to, or they don't have time to spend, say, an hour at a physical therapist's office. So in addition to that, we have created a few things that we do in the office. So one of them is called the Class 4 Deep Tissue Laser. And it is a machine that has been shown to be extremely effective for reducing inflammation and pain very quickly. So while I'm balancing the body with the zones, we'll also use the laser early on in care, so that people can get feeling better much quicker and help speed along that healing process. And it's great also for chronic things like TMJ problems and arthritis, respond very well to that also. And then the other part of what we do in the office is something called the All Core 360. And this is a piece of rehab equipment that's cutting edge, game changer basically for strengthening the core, the low back, and the pelvic floor primarily. So it can be used for a wide range of patient populations, from very active people, elite athletes, over to someone that had a low back surgery and now they're needing to recover, strengthen so they don't have future surgeries. It's been used for people who have spinal cord injuries and helping them regain a much better quality of life, people with Parkinson's, MS, mamas who have had one or multiple children and now their core, their pelvic floor, it's just not what it used to be. Right. You know, they don't like how it looks. It's not engaging, which is causing maybe low back pain, sciatica, headaches. Or one that is very common but maybe not talked about is I hear women oftentimes say, you know, if I laugh too hard, I kind of pee a little bit. Yeah. So the All-Core can help a very wide range of individuals. So combining all that together in the office allows us to serve people in a comprehensive way, but yet it's only going to take less than a half hour out of your day to do those services. And then we also email our patients specific information on the nutrition specific rehabilitative exercises for your condition that we're addressing. And it's videos that we've filmed that you can do at home in the comfort of your home when you have time, you know, even if after the kids go to bed, whatever it is,
yeah.
You've got it for life, and we'll modify as needed. So that would be if you're too busy to go elsewhere. That's how we can also serve you.
Wow. You're doing phenomenal things in our community, which is just like, you have so many aspects that you can, you know, hold on to of if it's the geriatric, you know, spinal, or if it's, you know, the moms. Do you do any like children? I know that's kind of getting to be a more popular thing, especially newborns, getting them, you know, adjusted. They've obviously just came out of a very tight, small canal, and then, you know, just being swaddled up all the time. Do you do any of that?
You know, I can and I have. But to be honest with you, I would say my primary demographic tends to be about age 3 onwards. And I've got another chiropractor that I've met in the community in Meridian, Dr. Hannah with Mosaic Chiropractic, that's her specialty is little babies. She doesn't treat men, actually. It's just women and babies.
Wow.
And so that's another collaboration where more often than not, I'll send them to her because that's her world.
Yeah.
She is amazing. But I certainly can. If someone says, hey, I just don't want to go elsewhere, I love helping babies as well. But yeah, I typically, the 3 onwards. And
gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just seems like I have a great friend that, you know, just had a baby, and same thing. I don't know if she was going to her or someone else here in Boise, but, you know, as they would adjust the baby, then they would adjust mom, because same thing, right? You're yeah. always, you know, kind of both in that realm. How do you combat people, you know, that probably need chiropractic care regularly, you know, with whatever they're going through? It seems to be like you can't go, and maybe this is just, you know, a little bit of what I've seen or heard or felt, is that like you go to the chiropractor, but you don't always get fixed. Is that the wrong chiropractor? Is it the wrong thing that they're looking at? Is there maybe multiple, you know, situations that are coming in, or is it something that it is a regular healthy regimen to getting adjusted?
Yes, excellent question. Yes, I hear that a lot as well. So I would say because we're all under stress, you can't get away from it in our day-to-day life. You're never going to really be fixed and never have to go back, so to speak. So what we'll do is we'll take a season, maybe it's a couple of weeks, maybe it's a couple of months. We're going to help correct your issue balance you with the zones, give you all the tools and resources we discussed today, empower you to take care of yourself, and then we typically can back off frequency of care. And if somebody wants to go away until next time they hurt and break down, I'm here for them when they need me again. I'm never here to push anything you don't want to do.
Right.
However, as I said, and we're all under stress, so I found that the best way to optimize your function and your quality of life is to stay balanced. So coming in once a month is a very wise idea, or just to make sure I check, make sure that you're adapting to day-to-day stress. Yeah. That's what I personally do myself, and by doing that, it's allowed me to stay well as opposed to slipping back into the nightmare that my 20s were.
Yeah, yeah. Talking about your 20s, do you think, so your dad had, you know, some issues as well. Is it hereditary within your family that is, or?
You know, it's possible to have that birth defect passed down. You know, I didn't end up getting that, so that I've never really had back pain. So to speak. But yeah, to be honest with you, no one really knew why things happened to me, what happened. But that's where I go back to the zones. And I love the simplicity, as you said, is, well, I got unbalanced. And there's a lot of reasons that could have happened. I mean, just the day-to-day stress, but also going back. I mean, you look at, what did my mom eat? Well, she was pregnant with me. And my mother is amazing. Don't get me wrong. But even by her own admission, she didn't know then what she knows now, and her diet was atrocious while being pregnant. And so it's very likely that some things didn't fully develop properly in the womb. And then going, as I got into my life after being born, right, I had many ear infections as a baby and a toddler. And again, we didn't know about alternative medicine back there. So my parents did the best they could, went to a pediatrician. They went round after round of antibiotics, which only decimated my poor little gut and my immune system further. So then the more I did that, the more infections I got. And so eventually going into preschool at the age of 4, they found out I was almost completely deaf in both ears. And went back to the pediatrician, went to the ear, nose, and throat specialist, and they said, oh, his tonsils are enlarged. Let's cut those out and let's put tubes in the ears, and that's going to open things up. I think it's going to help him hear. And short term, they were right. I heard perfectly from age 4 to 15. It seemingly was normal. But I, even back then as a child, when I would get what I considered sick, like a stomach bug or something, I would have a lot of the symptoms I developed later in my 20s, and it would only last for a couple of days. And I thought everybody got sick that way. It turns out I found out later that's not true. But so I think there was something going on lifelong. And so just because of all those initial stresses and traumas and who knows what, I think that's what led into what happened eventually, is things just broke down. I couldn't adapt anymore.
Wow. So when you were 15, was it like a sudden, or was it like a progressive not being able to hear?
So it appears that it was pretty sudden as far as I could tell. But to be honest with you, I was so busy at that time, you know, just living high school life, being an athlete with friends. I might not have paid as close attention as I should have, but it seemed to be pretty sudden. And then when the right ear started losing its hearing in my 20s, that was more progressive, and I was paying a lot more attention because that was the only ear I had left.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Well, and I'm sure you could notice it more, notice it easier because that was your only ear that you had left. And what was that experience like, having to go through? I mean, being 15 and then you have this experience of like, now you can't hear.
Yeah.
What was that like?
You know, at that age, I didn't think much of it. You know, I thought I'm healthy, strong. Otherwise, my friends and I would joke and laugh about it. You know, I didn't think of it as such a big deal. Although I'll admit, sometimes it was a little bit of embarrassing, you know, and some of the jokes deep down maybe stung a little bit, but I laughed it off, and it didn't really become a problem until everything else started falling apart, you know, and then I was losing the hearing and the other side and everything else we've spoken about. And then that became much, much more of a struggle, just not feeling well, feeling like a failure, like a hypocrite, you know, and then just embarrassing of, oh my goodness, am I missing something that my patient's saying here that's very important? You know, it was very stressful. So that became much more the challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And going, I mean, being at that age and going into the ear doctor, I mean, what do they do, I guess? Or how do you figure out what system or, you know, hearing aids you need?
Yeah. So honestly, most doctors didn't have much to say. They said, we don't know what's going on. Here's a hearing aid. And, you know, they tried it on my left, and it didn't help one bit. I do have one on the right side, and that has helped. But it was just more of a traditional medicine. Here's a Band-Aid, right? Here's a pill, or here's a hearing aid, and we'll hope it doesn't get worse. And it probably will, though. You know, they always would say that it's probably going to be getting worse and worse and worse. And that always stuck with me, was like, man, what a failure to this person in front of you that is hurting and needs hope, and all you're going to do is hand them a Band-Aid or a pill and tell you it's going to get worse, and that's your future.
Yeah.
And so that inspired me even more to say, no, let's help people have solutions.
Yeah. Let's figure the problem and actually fix it instead of just putting that Band-Aid on there. Do you think, I mean, over the years, has your hearing gone even worse?
So on the right side, since I started getting the zone work done, it's stabilized, which is a blessing. But again, it did not bring back the left. And so here's where I do believe there's a time and a place for traditional medicine. I'm not at all anti-Western medicine. So I got to the point where I became a candidate for what's called a cochlear implant. So February of 2021, I got a cochlear implant surgery on my left side. And so now I do have hearing on that side again. It's not perfect by any means, but it's wonderful to have that back again. And so there's definitely that place for it. And I'm so grateful for that part of the journey as well.
Yeah. I was going to ask, like, what is that feeling? I mean, you see videos of, you know, kids that don't have hearing or don't have, you know, sight, and then they put it on and they, you know, put the glasses on and they see their parents for the first time. Like, what was it like actually hearing again in that year?
At first it was horrible, to be honest with you. It sounded awful, and it was uncomfortable, and it brought back, just temporarily, it brought back some of the vertigo and dizziness that I had, because the brain was just taking on so much input that it hadn't had for years. And so that's really what you're doing with the cochlear implant, is you're similar to what I'm doing with the zones, you're remodeling the brain in a sense. And so there was a couple of months where I was wondering, what in the world? Was this smart? But after that tapered down and I got used to it, then as it gets more and more clear, it's life-changing. It's, you know, I'm not straining so hard to hear people, especially out, you know, in a restaurant or in a party. I don't feel as self-conscious. I for many years, what I was struggling so much with the hearing, I became a shell of myself. You know, I stopped wanting to go out with friends. It became a very lonely period of time. So now having that freedom and, I can be with people again.
Yeah.
It's very freeing.
Did you ever learn sign language thinking that you would not have hearing again?
You know, I didn't. I considered it, but no, I never did go to that point. I learned to read lips really well. Yeah. And then COVID hit and everyone put a mask on, and that was terrible.
Yeah. Speak about that. I mean, I could not even imagine when that is your source of getting information, and then now we cover it up.
Yeah.
How did you combat that?
It was a challenge. I mean, I had already been used to for so long, you know, people knew I had hearing problems. So, you know, it wasn't necessarily out of the norm. I could tell them, hey, you know, I apologize if I'm going to miss something you say. But, you know, usually as long as someone was facing me, even though I couldn't see their face, I could still get past it and I can make do. But when they're face down, like on my table, that was the toughest. I would just have to tell them, hey, I'm not going to really talk to you much while you're face down. Let's save our conversation for when I turn you over. But then out in public, when people that didn't know me, that was hard. And it brought back a lot of the old memories of feeling isolated and frustrated and, you know, just embarrassed. You know, because these people, they don't know that I have a hearing problem. And I would try and explain it. But if you don't know someone that is hearing impaired, it seems like people don't really fully grasp it. And then everyone else, you know, was probably so frustrated by it too, right? The whole COVID and how scary it was for people. And just so many emotions with that. I'm sure that they were also in a bit more of a sympathetic state themselves. So then here I am asking them over and over, will you please repeat yourself? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. And they would get mad at me. And it was very awkward.
I honestly could not imagine having to do that, you know, or ask for that. And that's a very vulnerable state for you to say, hey, I can't hear you when you're face down. Save your conversations for when, you know, we're sitting upright. along all of this, I mean, that takes a lot of toll just on you personally. You've spoke about being isolated. You've spoke about, you know, being embarrassed about these things. Like, what brought you through all of this? I know you're very big on faith, and I think, you know, my gut wants to say that, but that is a lot of mental challenge and physical challenge and just burden on you as a human.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And like I said, it was definitely a big test of my faith, you know, and what I had to come back to is being a Christian. I believe that the Bible is the authoritative word of God, that it is true. So I had to keep going back to the truths I learned about God's nature, that he is good. He is love, it says in his word. He's powerful. He cares for us. And so I had to press into that. So reading the word, just and other books that were very encouraging as well. And one in particular called He Speaks in the Silence. There was a woman who had almost exactly my same experience here in Portland, Oregon. And she was a Christian as well. And so reading her and seeing that she had those real struggles, she would, you know, we had dark moments where I would be yelling, almost yelling at God, like, what in the world? Why? But then also humbling and trying to, when I was in a low point, to take a couple of breaths and think not of myself, but other people. Okay, this is hard, but goodness, so many people are facing so many worse things, you know, the death of a loved one or, you know, they've had a traumatic accident and they're paralyzed. I mean, there's just, okay, you know what? Like, it's not about me. And if you take the pressure, focus off yourself and onto others, I think that really helps change the perspective. So those were the two biggest things is, and then being a healthcare provider, I mean, it's a perfect opportunity. I love helping people. So it's like, I have these people in front of me that need help and you know what, I'm going to give them my best and focus on them. Even if I'm hurting a little bit, they need me. They're hurting too. It may be different, but it's just as important, if not more.
Yeah.
So loving on them and then pressing into the truths that I know are true about God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is such a symbol of a servant, for sure, because you're saying, I'm down, I have, you know, these problems, I would say, but what's going to help me get through it a little bit is serving others. Yeah. And helping them, and that's going to be fueling my cup and getting through, because when you're helping them, they also are helping you, in a sense, and they just don't know it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're all interconnected, and just being there with them, it helps, like you said, helps me just as much as it does them.
That's incredible. And like I said, I mean, such a servant of just who you are as a person, because I think there can be a lot of people that, you know, it's almost a pity party or, you know, be sorry for me or, you know, the frustration of not knowing exactly what's going on in the, you know, getting mad at the providers, getting frustrated, you know, irritated at all these things because you don't have answers.
Yeah.
And not having answers is, you know, really hard on people.
Yeah.
Do you feel like when people come into your office, you can connect with them a lot more because you have gone through all of this?
I think so. I think that is definitely a positive that comes out of it. You know, there's silver lining to everything. And I think, and I absolutely, and it allows me to connect with them better, empathize, understand that, yeah, I know what it's like to be in a dark place, to be hurting.
Yeah.
And we're here for you. And I'll do everything in my power to help you get past it. But I will say the other thing, too, that can be a struggle is, as a provider, is the times that people aren't responding as well as I'd hoped. That can also be hard. But at the same time, it just, I'm knowing I'm doing my best. Yeah, it's good enough.
Yeah. That's all you can ask for yourself as well. Is, you know, do your best every day and try to get better every single day. And it's a long road ahead for sure.
Yeah.
That's incredible. So how can people find you, be able to come and get your services and, you know, connect with you?
Yeah. So we've got our website, chiromeridian.com. You know, they can call the office as well. It's 208-593-2001. Then we have social media. We've got a Facebook page, Active Chiropractic Meridian, Instagram at Active Chiro Meridian, LinkedIn. You know, you can find me on there. And then otherwise, try to be out in the community as much as possible. So maybe I'll run into people face to face. But that's another thing too. Is now that we're in our new space, we really want to have events at hosted at the clinic just for the community. So we'll be doing that from time to time, and trying to post on Eventbrite or anywhere else I can spread the word, and people can come hang out with us there too.
Yeah. What kind of events do you think you're going to start planning?
So, different things. So what some of them, I love serving veterans. So we'll have things around, honoring those who have served. And also ones honoring other people that have first responders or other medical practitioners. We like to do that. Nurses Day, Teacher Appreciation Days, that kind of thing. We've done Mother's Day events before, just ladies' night out or whatnot. Leave the kids at home and you get to just hang out. And we'll do educational talks sometimes on different topics. Maybe it's balancing your hormones. Maybe it's, having better posture. So just different things like that. And then just for fun parties sometimes. Yeah.
We always need some fun parties for sure.
Yeah.
And I give you, that's a huge props to you, because you're not only doing this, as your business, and that's obviously how you make money and that's who you are, but you're also giving back to the community, to being, building those relationships versus just, you're going to come through my door, I'm going to do my job and you're out, mm-hmm. You really take that time and integrate who you are into their lives, and ask them to come back, outside of, what your practice is.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The people that we get to meet up with, and, we're blessed to be able to serve you. You basically become like my family now. You're not just a number, not just a person. Like, I care about you. And so it's an experience, hopefully, and a solution for you, not just a commodity and a business transaction.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, followers, if you would like to get a hold of Anthony Cutting at Active Chiropractic Meridian, definitely reach out. It'll be in the show notes for you. I appreciate you coming on, telling us your story, telling us a little bit more, about who you are as a person and why you're doing this for our community. So followers, definitely take a look at his Instagram, check it out, go to one of his events. And I thank you again for always listening and showing up here for me. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning into the show today. Your feedback is very important to me. If you could leave a review, as well as follow me on Instagram at rawthoughts.podcast and email in at m.rawthoughts@gmail.com if you have any guest suggestions.